Over the next 10 years, Feingold's bill would cost over $600 million. It would pay for 100,000 new housing vouchers, but the biggest chunk would go for building and rehabbing homes for people who make a third of the median income. It would also resurrect an anti-crime and drug program that ended in 2001, designed to make low-income housing projects safer to live in. Feingold says despite the shift in national priorities that began after the September 11th attacks, Congress is beginning to pay attention to housing needs.
9/11 really did stop so many things in the tracks. A lot of the domestic issues have been ignored. It seems to me that the housing issue is getting back on its feet earlier than some other issues. But I really want to make sure that happens because I think it can build the foundation for communities so that other things can happen as well.
If Feingold's bill passes, Wisconsin would get only a small percentage of the new housing vouchers. But Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich says he's confident it would be enough to ease the affordable housing crunch. He says Madison needs at least 2,000, and Milwaukee has 17,000 people on a waiting list.
I don't think even at 100,000 that you could fill the whole need for the entire nation, but I think it would make a really significant dent in our need here.
Senator Feingold says he's most optimistic about bipartisan support for the new housing vouchers, but he expects opposition to his plan to restart the crime and anti-drug program because some in Congress feel it was killed because it wasn't working. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.